This is URN Sport.
Hi, my name is Louis Cotgrove and I'm here interviewing Frankie, the competition secretary for the trampolining club at the University of Nottingham. Frankie, are you looking forward to varsity?
Yeah, we're really, really looking forward to it. We've had so many competitions this season and it's sort of one to round it off, which will be really nice.
So explain to the listeners how competitive trampolining works.
Okay, so in competitions you compete two routines. You get, you know, a minute to sort of have a few jumps, a little boingy boingy, and then you do a set routine which is given to you by the league or the competition, and then your second routine you get to make up for yourself, so you can do some harder elements and try and get your difficulty score up.
And what gets a higher difficulty score then? How do you score the big points?
So the big points, you get double somersaults, twists and somersaults. For every somersault you do, every twist you do, you get more points. You get more points if it's in a straight shape rather than a tucked shape, because that's also harder. And yeah.
So for the real basics, what is a straight shape and what is a tucked shape?
So a tucked shape is when your knees are into your chest and your hands are on your shin, and a straight shape is sort of as it is, straight, okay. Hands by your side, everything squeezed.
So how would you say that your season as a club is going so far?
We have done absolutely fantastically this year. We're sitting really high in the league, which is great. At our competition we hosted, we won overall as a club, and we've had a lot of individual and team medals throughout the season as well.
Yes, I was just reading about that. Max, one of your members, won gold in the Bucks Nationals.
Yes.
Will he be competing at varsity?
He will, of course, yes.
And what competition will he be doing?
So there's two categories in varsity this year. There's a lower and higher, so he'll be competing in the lower category.
And what's the difference between lower and higher?
So in the normal league, there are six grades from novice up to uber, and they're increasing difficulty as you go up. So the lower routine will have no somersaults in it, and the higher routine will have somersaults. And then for your second routine, there is a limit on the difficulty for the lower. There's a higher limit, and for the higher category, there's a lower limit for your difficulty.
So when you're preparing for a competition, will you be preparing any differently to varsity as you would a normal competition?
Okay. I think it's mostly the same as a normal competition. I think a few people are using varsity as an opportunity to try out some new routines this time round, as it doesn't go towards the league. Obviously, it's still important, but people are using it as an opportunity to try some things they maybe haven't tried before. It's a bit closer to home as well, which makes it a little bit easier, a little bit more comfortable to try new things.
So does that mean we're in for a real treat then for varsity?
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah? Any secret routines that you can share with us?
I think you have to wait and see.
Speaking about secrets, how do you then monitor the opposition in a run-up to a competition? Is that something that happens in trampolining? You monitor their routines, what they're doing, and then add or alter your own?
Not particularly. I mean, sometimes you'll look at what difficulty other people are competing, because there's a balance between your difficulty score and your form score, which is how nice it looks, how neat it looks. Obviously, with a higher difficulty, it's harder to make it look nice. So you'll sometimes look at other competitors and see whether they are competing high difficulties. If they're not, then often it's worth maybe taking out some of your more difficult elements and upping your form score. But mostly it's an individual sport, so it's more about yourself and what you put into it rather than what the other people are doing.
Who judges the competition for varsity or at tournaments?
So for varsity, we will have a chair of judges who is in charge of all the judges, who will be an external qualified official. And then for the rest of the judges, we will usually use members of our clubs who have qualifications and try and get an even distribution from Trent and Nottingham to make it fair.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Frankie. I'm really looking forward to varsity trampolining. I hope you are. I hope your preparations go well. Is there anything you'd like to say to the trampolinists out there for University of Nottingham?
Just to do your best. We know you can do it. You're all fantastic. And to everyone else, come and support us. It's a great day. It's an amazing sport.